Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to NerdWorks. If this is your first time listening, my name is Olivia. If you're a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? Hope you all are doing well. I've tried to record this episode multiple times, but for some reason it just keeps not working. Like, loud trucks are driving by, I keep getting interrupted. It's not it. I woke up this morning and the energy was kind of off today. Like, it's Wednesday, January 26th, and like, I don't know what it is, but today's energy is just so off. Like, I'm so tired. Everyone around me is kind of like in their own thing, going through their own thing. And I guess I'm just wondering if anyone else is experiencing it, because the energy is not really it today. So hopefully I can record this and it'll shift my energy. I'm hoping that's what'll happen, because usually when I record episodes, like, I feel really good after. But yeah, this morning I just woke up, the energy was kind of weird, and then I did some errands and parked at a little park area, and now I'm here. So yeah. Oh, it's 2:22. That's so funny. I started recording this at 2:22. That's hilarious. Yeah, but anyways, the two main things that I want to be talking about today, well, I guess I'll give a life update before I go into the fear and the trust and how those two keep coming up for me. But life update, life is pretty much the same. Like, life is good. I'm very happy with life right now, even though sometimes, like today, I have these off days. I feel very much in life. I feel a lot more present recently. I feel a lot more connected spiritually. Like, there's many points in my life where, or not many points, but there is like a long period of time where I didn't feel connected or grounded or any of that. And now that I've kind of been existing in this place of presence and pure beingness, like, it feels really good to just be experiencing life and in life rather than worrying about it or trying to control it, or, you know, letting my emotions control me. So, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I've had microdosing experiences recently, and yeah, it's been good. I'll go into detail about that another time, because I don't want to talk about microdosing this episode. But another thing that's changing soon is I'm going to be traveling soon. I think I mentioned that in the last episode, but I have a little bit of travel plans coming up. I'm going to be going back to the States and visiting my family for like a month, basically. And I'm going to Tennessee with my family. I'm just going to be spending time with my family, and I haven't seen them in 4 months, which is the longest I've ever gone without seeing my family, which is crazy, because being away from them at this point in my life and where I'm at in my healing journey, the longer I'm away from them, the more I miss them, and the more I feel grateful for them, and the more I appreciate them. And it's just crazy, because it used to not be like that. I used to have like a lot of resentment and stuff that I needed to work through when it came to my family and stuff that happened in the past. But now, being at this place where I feel like I've done a lot of healing and I'm rebuilding my relationships with each of my family members, it feels so good to, like, I mean, it doesn't feel good all the time, like, to miss them, because I do miss them and I want to spend time with them, and sometimes I miss my hometown and the beach and all that, but it feels good to know what it feels like to miss them, you know what I mean? Because it's, like, screwed up as this might sound, like, there was a point in time where I wanted to move out. Well, I guess it's not screwed up, but there was a point in time when I wanted to move out and I didn't really want to be anywhere near my family, if I'm being quite honest. And I pushed them away, and I needed that time, like, for myself. I needed to move out and all that. But now, being at this point where I actually miss them, and it feels good to miss them and like, just have this new level of appreciation for them. And I think that's one thing I'm realizing as I get older, is my perception of my family and my parents and my siblings. Like, I had no idea how much it was going to change as I got older. And if you're a young person like me, or a young teenager listening to this, and you have a lot of resentment and stuff towards your family, or maybe your relationships with your family are like not healthy or where you want them to be, like, I was once there, and I can say that it's like more than possible that your relationships will change over time. And maybe you won't be maybe if you're angry and have resentment, like, that does not last forever, for sure. But the only reason I'm saying that is because there was a point in time where, like, I was just pure anger almost. Like, I was just pure anger, and I had a lot of resentment, like I said, towards my family. And I never thought I would be in a place of like forgiveness or like love. And like I said, I never thought that I would really like miss them as much as I do now. I know that makes me sound kind of bad, but like, I'm just saying that because I'm sure a lot of you can relate. Like, I have not had a great relationship with my family, you know, my whole life. It's taken a lot of work, like, within me to get there. And now that I haven't seen them in 4 months, like, it's just crazy because I just, the older I get, the more appreciation and level of understanding I have for them and their experiences. Because I think when you're a kid, you don't realize that your parents lived, like, 20, 30 years of life before they had you, and they had their own trauma and own experiences and own, you know, things that made them the way they are. And I think when we're kids, we just think that their life started when we started, and or at least that's what I guess that was a subconscious thing that I thought, like, and which like restricted me from having like a deep level of understanding and compassion for their past experiences and behaviors that I might view to be toxic or unhealthy for me. And yeah, so anyways, as I'm getting older, I'm appreciating my family more, my parents more, and yeah, I don't know, I didn't even mean to go on a tangent about that, but yeah, I'm very excited to go spend time with them and to spend time with my siblings. And I have a younger brother and I also have an older sister, so I'm a middle child. And I never really liked that when I was younger, but now I love it. I just feel like I have the best of both worlds. I have a younger sibling and an older sibling. And I love them both so much. And we each have like a special relationship, a different kind of bond and relationship, because I have an older sister who's 2 years older than me. And then I have a younger brother who's 4 years younger than me. And growing up, we were really close. Like when we were young, like when he was first born, like that was literally my baby. Like we were just best friends. And then as we both got older, like when I was like 10, 11, 12, all that, like we started fighting more and more. And yeah, I hold a lot of guilt around that. I didn't even mean to like talk about this episode, but it's coming out, so I guess I'll just keep going. I had a lot of guilt. I don't know if anyone else has experienced this. I'm sure some of you have, but I hold a lot of guilt, like in general. Like I always feel guilty for a lot of things that maybe I shouldn't. I have a hard time forgiving myself for mistakes. I just like I feel emotions really deeply, period. But then I feel like guilt is like an emotion that I feel very strongly, and like it used to eat me alive. Like I used to just be living in sadness and guilt because I regretted the way I treated my family. I regretted the way I treated my siblings. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about that before, but I guess the reason I'm bringing this up is because now that I'm older, now that I'm basically 20, I turned 20 in a week, which is crazy. But now that I'm basically 20 years old and I have had certain experiences and time away from my family, like, and, you know, time to heal that guilt and process that and forgive myself and forgive others and all that stuff, it just makes me really excited and happy to spend time with like my family and rebuild those relationships. And I know that when I'm with them, I'll fully appreciate and soak in every moment and experience because I just have a new level of appreciation for it. So yeah, I'm just really excited to spend time with my siblings. And my younger brother is 15, so he still lives at home, and he lives at home by himself, like with my parents. And I think about when I was 15, I had both my siblings there, and I think about his experience a lot, and his experiences are very different than mine, even though we grew up in the same house with the same parents and all that. His experience is so different, you know? And it's crazy because I think about that often too. Like, you can grow up with a sibling or a family member your whole life, but be completely different from them. Like, me and my sister are so different, and I love her for everything she is and who she is and her being, but we're super, super, super different. And I think about that often. Like, it's just crazy how you can have such similar experiences, but also completely different experiences that, you know, shift you completely. And yeah, it's just crazy. So my brother's experience is so different because being 15 and basically living without any siblings, I never experienced that. So it's just interesting. And I think he really misses me and will appreciate when I'm there and when my sister's there, because she doesn't live at home either. So yeah, I'm very excited for him. I'm excited for my parents, because I know that they miss me and they want to spend time with me, and as do I. So it'll be a good time, and I'll get to reconnect to my hometown and the beach. Like, holy shit, I'm so excited. So excited for the beach. The beach is like, I grew up there, and I think I hold a lot of attachments to it in a healthy way. It's just like my spot, like my place to decompress. Like, I love going to the beach alone. I love reading alone at the beach, writing, like meditating, climbing trees, going on walks, going in the water. Like, I feel super blessed to have grown up where I did. And that's also another thing that's instilling in me as I get older, is like my appreciation for my childhood, even though it did have its darkness at times and moment, and like, you know, traumas and all that stuff, as we all do. But as I'm getting older and working past all that, I just continue to have a deeper level of appreciation for not only my family, but where I grew up and how I grew up. And yeah, so I think going back home allows me to reconnect with that, and it's really healing in many ways, and it just gives me a deep level of appreciation every time I go home and experience it. And it used to not be that way. So now, being in the space that I am now in, spiritually, emotionally, all that, like, it's just very different, and it's amazing. I never thought I would experience it. So very excited. I guess that's my life update. I'm going to be traveling soon. And then after that, after Florida, I'm coming back to Canada, for who knows how long. But something that keeps coming up for me today is the fact that I really want to go to Europe. And I've been thinking about doing another like work exchange type of thing. And yeah, I think I feel like that's in my future this year. Like, I know, and I'm manifesting that I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling and continuing to grow my podcast and work through that and earn a living through that. And like, that's a blessing in and of itself. But I think traveling is something I really, really, something I really want to do this year. And I'm doing it by going to Florida and Tennessee, which is amazing. And then I think after that, I want to kind of look into a work exchange. And there was a part of me that was kind of hesitant too, because of my Hawaii experience. And my Hawaii experience was not bad. I'm so grateful for it. But I never really went into detail about the experience itself, which is something I'm definitely going to do soon. Should I do it now? I don't know. Like, Hawaii was just not what I thought it was going to be in certain ways. And like, originally I was supposed to be there for 4 months, and then stuff happened and I ended up only being able to stay for 6. And then because I was in a long-term relationship, like, I was in a long-term relationship, or not long-term, a long-distance relationship. I was in a long-distance relationship before I went to Hawaii. Like, when I booked Hawaii and when I had that plan and kind of started the podcast around the same time, I was not in a relationship. But then as those 9 months went on, as I was like working and saving my money for Hawaii, I got into a relationship, a long-distance relationship. And when I went to Hawaii, I was like, I fully thought that I was going to be there for 4 months, even though I was in a relationship. But the work exchange kind of didn't unfold the way I wanted it to, and the person that I went with wasn't really happy there. And yeah, it was different in certain ways, and it was not fully what I expected. Like, I got everything I needed to out of it, and I'm so beyond grateful for the experience and those 6 weeks. Like, I'll never forget, they were amazing. But it in certain ways, it also wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And I think, sorry, there's like a plane flying over. Hopefully you guys can't hear that, but it's really loud and it's distracting me. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because Hawaii, the whole reason and the fact that I was able to go was because it was a work exchange. And I think the work exchange was an incredible experience, but there was certain things about it that I wish I would have done differently, and I wish I would have had a different mindset going in with it. And yeah, I could go into so much detail about it, but maybe I'll save that for another day. But point being, I think I have a little bit of like fear when it comes to looking into a work exchange. Like, I think I might be a little hesitant to, because I don't like I would want it to be different than the Hawaii experience. And maybe that's just like an expectation thing that I need to work through. But yeah, point is, I've been looking into doing a work exchange in Europe, and I'm very excited because there's so many workaways and stuff. Like there's a website and an app called Workaway where you can find like so many places that will like let you live there and feed you for free in exchange for like 25 hours a week for work. And that's what I did in Hawaii. But that was through a website called WOOF, which was like a worldwide organization of organic farming, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, so there's just so much opportunity out there, and it's such a cheap way to travel and experience things. And I think I really want to do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it alone or go with a friend or maybe my partner. I think I'm going to do all, maybe not go alone. Like I haven't really figured out the details yet. I'm just kind of talking to myself right now, but I guess I'm just saying this to speak it into existence that I am traveling this year. I want to go to Europe. I want to experience more countries and more people and more cultures and ethnicities and oh, I'm just so excited. So anyways, it's funny that I mentioned fear and like kind of holding back, because that's the main, or one of the main things I want to talk about in this episode is fear and trust, because those are two things that keep coming up for me. Trust within God, trust within my relationship, trust within myself, trust within my family, my friends, like everything. Everything, I mean, this is what I believe, but everything we all do, everything I do has to be rooted in trust. Otherwise, it'll be consumed by fear. And because we're so programmed and conditioned to live in the mind, fear is a natural response. Like, oh, how am I going to do this? What if this happens? Like, you know, like it's just an automatic reflex of our programming and all that stuff is to be fearful, to live in a fear state. And in so many aspects, like I could go down a rabbit hole of the fear state we're living in now and what's going on in the world, but I'll keep it non-controversial. But yeah, we're just programmed to live in fear. And I know that that just takes away from our beingness and our energy and what it means to actually be human and live in this vessel and experience the human experience. And I feel like in many ways I have been living in fear because it is just like a subconscious or second nature type of thing. Like we also get programmed through fear in childhood. Like we have certain experiences that make us fearful of the world or don't trust certain people or all that stuff. And I think it has a lot to do with me for childhood. But it's also just programming and all that stuff. But I've noticed that there's been many tests that I feel like I've been given when it comes to trust and like all that stuff. And I've, for many months now, that's just been something that's been coming up for me, is learning how to trust like people and trust my relationship, trust the universe's plan for me. When I was living in Orlando and I realized like I don't want to do the 9-to-5 and be in school, that was a huge lesson of trust within myself, like trusting my intuition, and then also trusting the universe and trusting God's plan for me, because it was terrifying to do that, to drop out of school, and you know, because my parents didn't want me to, like, you know, I feel like going to school for me, I viewed it as like just a kind of a backup. Like if I go to school, I get a degree, like there's, you know, I'll make it some way, like, you know, that is a blessing to have a college degree and to be able to get a job like that. But it felt like there was something more for me, and to listen to that knowing was terrifying. And I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate to that. Like listening to your intuition can be very scary, because you're like, well, I don't have a knowing. I guess I don't have control over this situation. I just have to fully trust and let go and leave it in the universe's hands and God's hands or whatever. And it's scary. But when I lived in Orlando and I realized that I wanted to drop out of school, I wanted to do a podcast, and I wanted to do that, it was scary. And that was a huge test of learning what it means to follow your intuition, to trust your intuition, trust your gut, despite the fear. And what happened was, I feel like transcended. That's the word I want to use. I transcended that fear into full trust and love and knowing. And I think that manifested many things for me. It manifested the podcast. It manifested Hawaii. It manifested, like, so many experiences I had. Like, yeah, it was crazy. So I learned a lot about intuition in that year that I lived in Orlando, and about, you know, trusting the universe and all that. But I think a part of me has kind of forgotten that. And another big test of trust obviously shows up in our relationships and who we interact with and who we let into our life and into our hearts. And the mind and the ego is very fearful of trust, because I think it's viewed as not having control and, you know, the fear of the unknown and all that stuff. And so for me, many trust issues have arisen. Is that the right word? Arisen? many trust issues have surfaced in my relationship. Like, oddly enough, when I thought I had worked through so much, I thought I was in a place of trust. I thought I was in a place of love. And I was. But then I met this person. And because every person in life that we experience is a reflection of us, there's always more lessons and always more to learn within people that we experience. And the things, you know, like the people we meet, the conversations we have, the experiences that we have, there's always a lesson and a test beneath those. And I don't know, maybe I just forgot that. And so now that I've been living in Canada and with this person physically for 4 months, so many tests have come up of my trust within that person, my trust within myself, my trust within the universe, like all things. Like, there's been many, many times these past 4 months where, you know, I get jealous, or I get, you know, whatever it is, like any emotion that's rooted in fear and, you know, a distrust of another person or ourselves. And it's been very difficult, I'm not even gonna lie, to work through that, because, for example, jealousy is a great emotion to use for my personal experience. And I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate to that too. But one of my like worst flaws and things that I'm trying hard to really work on is jealousy. And trust, of course, like the two go hand in hand. But in past relationships, I was super jealous and super toxic in many, many ways. And I think I did a lot of healing before I got into the relationship that I'm in now. And that's why I said, like, I thought I was living in love. I got into a great place. And then more tests surfaced once I got in this relationship. But jealousy has always been a huge thing for me, and it obviously stems from childhood, or I'm just assuming it stems from childhood. But yeah, jealousy is an emotion that like comes up often for me, and obviously it stems from insecurity, which like that stems from childhood, and like there's many factors to it. But something that I'm aware of, which is what's most important. And then yeah, I think that's one of my worst qualities, is that I can be really jealous. I can be really jealous, and I hate to admit it. It really pains the ego to admit it, but I think expressing it outwardly and admitting to it and being aware of it allows me to transcend it into trust and love and all that stuff. Dude, this helicopter or plane or whatever the fudge it is keeps flying over, and it's so loud. It's literally so close. I'm sure you guys can hear it. This is so frustrating. Anyways, I'm sorry for that. Hopefully it'll stop. Because that was the second time. That was literally the second time it flew by. It's the same one. Like, anyways, I need to calm down. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, jealousy. That's just an emotion that I experience. Like, whenever the universe tests me with something, it's usually because it usually has to do with jealousy, or like, I mean, not usually, that's just one example, but that's one test that's come up for me these past 4 months, is trust within my relationship. And if I don't have trust within my relationship and the person I'm in a relationship with, then that's not trusting in myself, right? Because every person is a reflection of us. So if I'm not trusting someone else, that means that I don't trust myself. If I'm not trusting myself, that means I'm not trusting God. Like, it's all interconnected. And I think it ultimately has to come down to my trust in the universe. Like, there's something that I frequently say, and I haven't said it in a while, and I'm pretty sure I've said it on this podcast before, but whatever the universe or God like gives me and presents to me, I know I'm strong enough to handle it. So whatever test that may be, like, and I kind of want to knock on wood right now, but, like, God forbid, like, hopefully nothing goes wrong, but I know that God and the universe would never give me anything that I cannot handle, and the universe would never give you anything you can't handle. And as painful as that might be to accept, because we've had certain experiences that are incredibly painful, you were given them for a reason, and it's because you're strong enough to go through them and transcend the pain of that experience into strength and wisdom and love or whatever it may be. And so, I don't know where I was going with that, but I get on these tangents and I get so passionate and I go from one topic to the other because I'm so in flow of what I'm saying that when I come back to it, I'm like, wait, what was the whole point of that? But yeah, I guess it ultimately just comes down to trusting in the, oh, right, I know what I was saying, trusting in the universe, that whatever the universe gives me, I know I can handle, and I know I'm strong enough to go through and receive. So, like, jealousy stems from insecurity, and, like, I don't really experience this that often, but, like, for example, just to, like, speak to the mind, if I was worried that my partner was gonna cheat on me, or whatever the fuck it may be, that's a possibility. You know what, I'm gonna say it to myself, too, because it is a possibility. I know that it wouldn't happen, but even if it did, I would be okay. And that's full detachment. That sucks to admit. Like, I could lose everything in the blink of an eye, God forbid. I could lose my relationship. I could lose my source of income. I could lose my job. I could lose my friends, like, whatever. But I know I would be okay. I know I would be okay. And that's full detachment, which is something I'm learning too, and, like, kind of a whole nother topic. But I think that goes hand in hand with trusting. And it's like, oh, how could you be okay if you lose everything? It's because I trust. I trust that everything's happening for a reason. I trust God. I trust the universe. I trust my partner. I trust myself. And yeah, if I'm not rooted in that trust, everything is going to be rooted in fear. And that fear is going to replicate and manifest in my reality. So as I'm learning this, like, many tests keep coming up for me of trust and patience and all this stuff. And I keep getting in a loop of frustration of, like, getting a test and then not, like, learning from it. Or I guess I'm always learning from every test that I get, but I get caught in these loops of frustration because whenever I know I act out on an emotion, like, for example, jealousy, I'll get a test of where jealousy could arise within my being, and not my being, but from my ego, and I act on it or I attach to it, and I know that I'm fully aware of it, but I get frustrated at myself. So I get caught in these loops, and it's kind of a reoccurring thing for me. But when I get these tests, they're going to continue to present themselves to me and replicate themselves in experiences until I learn from them. You know what I mean? So until I learn to embody trust and fully detach from all fear and worry and need for control, all the negative experiences or negative emotions are going to continue to replicate and manifest in my physical reality. And that's just something I've been learning lately, and I figured I would talk about it and share it with you guys on this episode, because a huge thing, like, another thing for me, and I feel like for many people my age, is fear of, like, what am I doing with my life? Like, where am I, like, how am I going to be successful? How am I going to make enough money? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? That was a huge thing I used to struggle with and still do. Like, many, many times I'm like, what am I doing with my life? But whenever I get that, whenever that feeling arises within me now, I just breathe through it, honestly. Like, I have to say this because I wasn't going to say this, but, like, I'm going to say it out loud just for myself, and I think it'd be healthy for me to say that, but I'm genuinely proud of myself for how far I've come, and I'm not trying to sound egotistical in any way at all. I'm just expressing it because I think I deserve to be proud of myself, and you deserve to be proud of yourself too. And the reason I bring that up is because I want you to think about yourself a year ago. Take a moment and think about the version of yourself that existed a year ago. And look at you now and look how much you've learned and look how much you've grown. And, like, sure, you might have made mistakes in between there, but in between that time period, but sorry, I thought I had to burp. excuse me. But look at how far you've come within the past year. And I look at myself within how far I've come and how much I've learned and what I've learned over this past year and the way that I'm integrating certain things into my life and in my being. And I'm proud of myself, and you should be proud of yourself too, which is the whole reason why I bring that up. But yeah, I just that kind of sparked that, because I was saying, like, now when those emotions come up, I just breathe through it. And yeah. And like a year ago, I would have never done that. Like a year ago, I would sit in that anxiety and worry of like, what am I going to do? Like, what if my, you know, what if I run out of money? What if I am like not successful? What if I lose this relationship? What if I lose this friendship? Like all these irrational worries that are rooted in fear and distrust for God, ultimately, like, used to consume my entire being. And now when those emotions do arise, I experience them. I fully experience them. And part of being and existing is, and especially for like feminine energy, like feminine energy, divine feminine energy is emotion, is creation, is life, is expression, is all these things. And masculine energy is a little different. Like masculine energy is more analytical, logical, protective, like, but we have those energy bodies within all of us, like yin and yang, right? So like, I'm the embodiment of divine feminine, but I have masculine energy within me. And I'm not talking about gender or anything like that. I'm purely talking about energy, and all of those energies exist within us. And where was I going with this? Where was I going with this? It was important. Hold on here. I need to think. All right. So I was saying that feminine energy is emotion. So now being the embodiment of divine feminine and stepping into my divine feminine and really becoming in tune with that energy and like becoming in tune with what I embody and who I am as a being and energy and soul and all that stuff, is I'm learning to fully experience my emotion rather than suppress or try and analyze or shut down or anything like that, because that's not feminine energy. Feminine energy is fully experiencing the emotion for what it is and letting it process through you rather than trying to like control it or change it or switch it or suppress it, like I said. And so now when those emotions of fear or whatever it may be come up, I just fully let it process and I breathe through it basically, or I meditate through it. Like another thing that I've been doing more recently is that, like, feeling my emotions, but legit meditating through any emotion I experience, if it's one that I may, that like may feel uncomfortable for me. So like the other day I woke up and like, I wasn't sad. Like I had nothing to be sad over, but for some reason I felt sad. I didn't know why. And I sat there and I watched myself almost go on my phone and I was like, nope. And then I watched my mind try and find all these reasons and explanations and try and rationalize why I may be sad. But for some reason, that was just an energy I needed to process. So I sat there in the window in the sun, meditated through it, and literally it took 2 minutes and it passed. And in the past, like I would have let my mind run and, you know, figure out why I was feeling this way and go on my phone or whatever. And like, it would have only lingered further. And so now I'm just becoming like, I'm in this place where I can just like transcend my emotions almost immediately, whether it's anger, sadness, jealousy. And it's a work in progress, and I feel like it's taken me so long to get here because I used to be super attached to the mind, and I still am in certain ways because I'm a human being, and like I feel like the mind will always come up. Like I would love to live in a state of egolessness and like pure beingness, but where I'm at in my journey is like I experience both, obviously, because like I feel like we all do, and I'm a human being. Like we have egos, we have minds, so when emotions arise, like it's like I used to attach to them. And anyways, point being, I'm just in this place now where I fully breathe through every emotion and experience every emotion fully for what it is. And some of that, or part of that, is fear. And so when fear comes up for me, I work through it and I breathe through it and I sit with it and I meditate through it. And it's crazy to hear myself say that, because I literally never thought I would be someone who meditates or journals frequently. Well, I always journal, but I never thought I'd be someone who like is talking the way I'm talking now and the way I have been. And it's just crazy to see my progression as an individual and all that stuff. So anyways, I'm getting way off topic, but I'm going to end this episode here, and hopefully this resonated in some sort of way. I love you all. I'm sending you all my love, all my positivity. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Olivia Beira, Beira. Also, feel free to give the podcast a rating if you listen on Spotify or Apple. And yeah, I love you all. You're the best. I'm so grateful for you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope if you're having an off day, I hope it shifts for you, because I'm so glad I recorded this episode, because I tried literally 10 times to record an introduction. It wasn't happening. I almost gave up and drove away, but I'm so glad I did, because it completely shifted my energy and I'm just so grateful. So I hope it shifted something for you. I hope you resonated. I love you all. You're the best, and I will talk to you in the next episode.